Your Honor.
Sheriff, we're on? Okay. We'll call this meeting for the Gates County Board of Equalization to order for Wednesday, May 3rd, 2023 at 8:36 on the clock. The Open Meetings Act is on the wall to my left. Attendance by observation, Jurgens, Haxby, Schuler, Tiemann, Dorn, and Swavely. Up first, approve or disapprove the agenda as presented.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Dorn, second by Swavely. Any discussion? If not, please vote. 6 in favor. Motion carries. Approve or disapprove the minutes of the previous meeting?
So moved.
Moved by Swavely, second by Dorn. Discussion on minutes? Seeing none, please vote. 6 in favor. Motion carries. Comments from the public or requests for future agenda items for equalization? Seeing no comment, I would ask for a motion to go into public hearing at 8:36 to discuss tax exemption on vehicles owned by qualifying nonprofit organizations. In this case, Beatrice Cemetery Association.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Dorn, second by Swavely to go into public hearing at 8:37 on the clock. Please vote. 6 in favor. We're in public hearing. Thank you. This is for a Ford F-250 for the Beatrice Cemetery Association. Work to be done in the cemetery. Examples, pulling trailers, bringing equipment to and from graves, and picking up parts in town.
This morning, will you open up for me?
I have this exemption certificate if anyone would like to see it.
See it, Terry?
No, I'm good.
Ask her.
Well, I just said you can see it from there, right?
Yeah. I can see the page.
Yeah.
Anyone from the public that would like to speak in behalf or in opposition to the tax exemption? Anyone from the board? If not, I would ask for a motion to come out of public hearing at 8:38.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Schuler, second by Swavely. Please vote. 6 in favor. We're out of public hearing. I'd ask for a motion to approve tax exemption for Beatrice Cemetery Association on this F-250.
So moved.
Moved by Swavely.
Second.
Or Schuler, I'm sorry.
Second, whatever.
Second by Swavely. I was thinking Schuler. Any discussion? Please vote. 6 in favor. Motion carries. Anything else for equalization? Ms. Milligan?
Yes.
Anything for equalization that you'd like to add? Tax correction slips will be, or tax valuations will be going out June 1st.
Let's hope, because I'm changing computer systems.
Are you working with the new IT people for that?
I don't know what MIPS will do. They're going to have to work with Bill and probably with whoever you guys got, too.
I just wonder.
They know, because April and...
So they already are working on it? You might talk to MIPS and make sure that
they know. April and okay. Heather and all them know. With I don't know if they're know much about that Connect, whatever that's called.
They know that we have them, so they've already been working.
So it's my understanding that MIPS will be sending out hopefully a postcard this year that will save folding the envelopes and putting them in the envelope for the evaluation notices. They'll be doing that for us, I think. They're 9 cents a piece, so that's much cheaper. We've never had a postcard before, but everything's public record, so, you know, that's going to be... Candace and John and all those guys are working on that part. So everything's in place. I'm a little anxious, but hopefully it'll all go smooth.
Anything on the postage part?
Open Friday.
Good.
Friday, end of...
That'll be quite a bit cheaper for...
It'll be only a postcard? That could be a big savings. With the, did you say go assessor?
Yeah.
Did you, do we know anything on the postcards that the state mandated last year?
I haven't heard any more on any of that.
If there will be any changes or?
I'm assuming that there's probably going to have to be changes, but I don't know if they've got through legislation or not.
Okay. Anything else for equalization?
At some point, we probably need to talk because there's a lot of stuff going on at NACO.
Dealing with equalization?
That and they're taking on possibly and things like that. So it's been interesting the last couple of months. So. An equalization committee, I don't know if you want to visit any more with Daryl to see exactly what you expect. Lloyd has agreed to help with some of our stuff, so.
Do we want to get them in at the next equalization meeting just to visit?
I think we should.
Would you?
I think you should set some parameters. He's the coordinator, and we talked about that with you, wasn't it, Terry? Just so he has some.
Would you invite them to our meeting the 17th? I mean, Lloyd's probably going to be gone still.
No, he's
Mr.
back.
Mr. Swavely?
Oh, Lloyd.
That's going to be a
hopefully
a short meeting.
I meant the 31st.
What about a committee meeting?
Yeah, that would work too.
So can you stay longer? What time are you here till?
The last few meetings we've been here till noon.
Yeah.
Committee meeting on what day?
The 15th.
I can call him.
Maybe see if Lloyd or Daryl or both are available, and then we can kind of hash it out just what we want to have before we see stuff and see what they're going to take care of.
So what time in the morning?
Our schedules on Monday mornings are, we can jump back and forth. We don't have to follow it. Whatever day.
I just really want you to give me.
I have that written down too. Let's wait for a regular meeting on that.
Yeah, what?
To talk about.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just letting you know, Ben, you're talking about the 15th.
He's available the 15th.
Yeah.
If they'd be in, we can move around for him, like Dave said.
Well, 8:30, like 9. 8 or 9.
Yeah, that's fine.
So. That'd be great. And then we can start and stop so that we can visit with them. That'd be grand. Anything else for equalization? If not, I'd ask for a motion to adjourn at 8:43.
So moved.
I'll second. Call him and see if that date works for him.
Moved by Shuler, second by Swavely.
Yep.
Please vote. 6 in favor. We are adjourned. Thank you, Patty. I do have that written down.